Beach Boys, BBC Essex, 12 minutes past seven. Well, Catholics across Essex are being warned that their parishes could become larger. And it's come from the man who's just been appointed Director of Development for the Brentwood Diocese, who's about to begin major changes involving priests and laypeople. Steve Webb has been told to work out how the diocese can best use the money it gets as well. And he's been told to come up with the best way of spreading the gospel message in changing times. His appointment comes as Catholics across Essex have been asked to fill in questionnaires asking for their views on sharing priests as the number is expected to shrink over the next 20 years. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Peter. Morning. Nice to be with you.
Now, this is a massive task, isn't it? I mean, the Brentwood Diocese has a shortage of priests, and many of those are going to get older and retire in the next few years, and you're being told to increase the number of Catholics. So how's that possible?
Well, it's a neat trick if we can pull it off, but we've got a lot of really good people to help us. And the nice thing about it is that we've got around about 250,000 people who are Catholics in our diocese. And what we're looking to do is to get all of them to help. And once we've got everybody engaged in a whole process of looking at everything that we do in a new way, look at everything afresh, pray about it, come up with ideas, and then my job is to work with Bishop Allen to facilitate a process where we'll come up with some new answers for the future.
Well, you've got dark hair at the moment. I wonder how long it'll take to go grey. Sounds like a big task to me. Let's look at the number of priests first. Okay. Is it because of the shortage of priests and the likelihood that it's not going to get any better, which means you're looking at changing parish boundaries?
That's one element of a much more complicated picture. It's true that we are looking over the next 20 years or so to see the number of priests decline quite significantly. But whether that was happening or not, I believe that Pope Francis and Bishop Allen would have wanted us to look afresh at the way that we proclaim the gospel and provide pastoral care for one another. It's something that every generation owes to itself, to its community, and frankly to God, that we look at the way that we do things and then we try and find a way of doing it better.
So could we see parishes join together?
We could do. We're going to wait until we get all the responses from the questionnaires that you mentioned. Each parish has gone away, all the 90 parishes have gone away to fill in the responses to a very significant document. I think the one that you talked about was a smaller version. This is 52 pages long. And it will ask all the parishes to look at themselves, what they are, what they're doing, how they might do things differently, how they might work with their neighbours, how they might work with other people. And they're all going to submit those, hopefully, by Easter, by Good Friday, rather. And we will be in a situation then when I start work that I'm going to sit down and go through all of those. And then I'm going to start putting together the plan for how we'll go forward.
But how's this going to work? I mean, we've already seen churches close in Jaywick and Holland-on-Sea because the priest there said he couldn't cope with saying masses there. And in Clacton, everything was sort of amalgamated back to Clacton, wasn't it? Now, if you make parishes too big, surely you'll have to shut churches elsewhere, won't you?
Not necessarily. That's one model. But there are an infinite number of ways that things can be done. And that's why we're asking people in their local parishes what they would like to see, how they would like to see things done, how they think things can be done to best proclaim the gospel and provide pastoral care for one another. Yes, it's possible that parishes will merge, that parishes will link together, that some buildings may change the way that they're used, that some buildings may cease to be used. All of those things are possible, and some of them may happen and some of them may not.
Let's just focus just for a second on the example of Jaywick and Holland-on-Sea. Part of your brief is to reallocate resources to where they're needed. Yeah. Does that mean reopening Jaywick Church, which is one of the most deprived areas of UK, of Essex and the UK?
I don't know the answer to that, Peter. It's what we'll wait and see what people in that parish come back to us with. Pope Francis has always been very clear that we are supposed to be a church of and for the poor. If you look at Catholic social teaching, it always focuses on that sort of idea that we should be there for the most needy. And it's true that Jaywick is one of the most deprived wards in the country. Does that mean that having a building open for worship there is the best way to go forward in the future? I don't know at this moment in time. Does it mean that there are, as a need for us to look not only at Jaywick but everywhere else to see how we can reach people, minister to them, care for them pastorally? Yes, Jaywick and everywhere else.
Hold that thought. I'm just going to take travel news because we've got a problem on the roads.
BBC Essex Travel.
Good morning and welcome to Claire Sharp. Claire, what's going on?
Good morning. Well, it's actually a problem on the trains at the moment. Greater Anglia, we've got services at a stand between Bishop Stortford and Stansted Airport because of a signalling problem. Also on the trains this weekend, there's no service on Greater Anglia between Witham and Billericay heading towards Liverpool Street. So there's replacement buses running to and from Newbury Park. Now, until tomorrow morning, the A120 is closed in both directions between the Marks Farm roundabout and Colne Road for roadworks. And also looking at the speed sensors, looking a bit busy already heading into Southend on the A127 approaching Victoria Avenue. The next update is in half an hour.
Get the latest information right now. Log on to bbc.co.uk/Essex.
At 18 minutes past seven, well, I'm talking to the man that's been given quite a task of reallocating resources, I think would probably be the best way, in the Catholic Church. And Steve, you're with us this morning as the appointed Director of Development for the Catholic Church, Steve Webb. So, Steve, let's get on to talking about how the lay people are getting involved. You're asking for lay stewards to come from every church?
This is a really exciting development, I think. Bishop Allen, early part of last year, put out a plea to every parish to appoint somebody who would be called a steward of the gospel for that parish. And so we have over 90 people now who came forward and have been appointed by Bishop Allen. And they have met, I think, on 8 occasions. The meetings have all taken place in Brentwood. People have come together from right the way across the diocese. And so these 90, 100 people have come together as lay people to help Bishop Allen in this process of discernment for the best way forward for our diocese and our parishes. The energy in the room, I've been there for all of those meetings, and the energy in the room is very exciting. All of the people there have come with a great deal of prayer and a great deal of skills to contribute to the life of the diocese. So whilst we're talking on the one hand before the traffic news about how we have a diminishing number of priests, we also have an increasing number of lay people who are willing to give their talents and their time for the church in our diocese.
But there are some parishes, though, that don't have one. Doesn't that show that perhaps the idea is already failing?
Oh, I don't think so, no. It's true that there are one or two parishes that don't have one, but it certainly doesn't mean that the idea is failing. You couldn't be in the room with all of those people, with Bishop Allen and the priests who come to help and support us, and feel that this was in any way a failing organisation. It's going from strength to strength.
And these lay people, how can they replace priests? Can they, for example, celebrate weekday masses?
No, they can't replace priests, and neither are they supposed to. They're supposed to be using the specific talents that they have. They're not there as surrogate priests or replacements or even a watered down version. They bring something completely new to the table. They bring skills that they've honed in the secular world, bolstered by their own personal faith and a formation process that we've been put through, so that we can contribute our skills in the environment of our church. So it's a completely new model. It's not let's try and replace the priests who won't be there in the future. It's let's look at things in a completely different way.
But these lay people have got to lead their congregation, surely, in an evangelising way, haven't they? They've got to spread the word of Jesus in changing times. How do you do that?
Well, one of the things that we are blessed with in this day and age as we move forward is a whole new arena in terms of communications. You're sitting there in front of a microphone talking to lots of people all the time. in years gone by, people weren't able to do that sort of thing. We have the internet, we have all sorts of social media, and we have a lot of people now who can use skills that they've honed in the secular world for the benefit of the church. So we're not talking about people who are going to try to be priests. They're going to try to be the best lay people that they can be.
Okay, but surely you're battling against a bit of a tide. I mean, how do you spread the word of Jesus among a population who've quite clearly indicated that they're not interested?
I don't believe that there is a population that's indicated that it's not interested. I believe that there's a population that might not have engaged. Our job as lay people and priests alike is to try and engage people with the good news of the gospel message. The nice thing about being involved in the church is that we know all the time that we have a very good message to share. And if we can find new ways to reach new people and share it, then that's great. For instance, there are tens of thousands of people this weekend celebrating young people in Wembley, at Flame Conference. You can't go there and not think that they're engaged with it.
Is this just for Catholics that you're trying to grow the number of churchgoers or people or believers?
My job and the job of those people working in the Catholic Church is obviously aimed at Catholics, but that doesn't mean that we're not operating in the sphere of a diocese which has the happy coincidence of being coterminous or the same boundaries with the Church of England and a history of working together wherever we possibly can. So there's a lot to be shared and a lot of things that we can do together. But it's, so it's not just us, but my job is just us.
In the week, we heard Pope Francis talking about encouraging the use of married priests in places that are isolated. Mm-hmm. Now, one could argue, just going back to the example of Jaywick, that Jaywick's pretty well isolated. How do you feel about that? Do you think that perhaps Jaywick or Holland-on-Sea, less isolated maybe, but Jaywick, do you think that could apply to them? Could we see a married priest in Jaywick?
I would be surprised if that happens in the near future. I will.
Why?
Well,
surely that would solve a problem overnight, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily.
I mean, to talking right across Essex, you know, if you've got some isolated parishes, surely that would be helpful. Mm.
Well, we're governed by the canons of the church. It's not for me to change the dogma and the teaching of the church, nor is it even for Bishop Allen to do that.
But this was the Pope,
yes,
his boss.
And he's basically saying that it is a possibility and something that can be looked at. There's quite a long way, I think, between saying it's something that can be looked at and a possibility to something that might happen here in Essex. I think the remote parts of the world that he was thinking of are probably a little bit more remote than Jaywick, but that doesn't mean that it's not something we can look at. And we've already got married priests in the diocese.
But they're from the from those who have come across from the Anglican faith, of course.
That's true, yes. And so we already have a considerable number of people who are married.
So why not give married Catholics the chance?
I don't. It's not my problem. That's not one of the things that it's going to fall to me to decide.
But it would help.
It would help in terms of numbers, but just generating numbers of things doesn't necessarily improve the quality of things. And I'm not trying to suggest that in any way, shape or form that being married is a hindrance. It's a vocation of itself. I'm married. I've quite enjoyed it for 30 years or so, and it's done me very well. But it's not everybody's call to become a priest, and just widening the scope isn't necessarily the only answer to the way forward.
Steve Webb, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning, and good luck with that task of yours.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it'd be good to have an update from you at some stage. Thank you.
Look forward.
It's BBC Essex, 25 minutes past seven. Good morning. And I've got a song for you that's going to take you up to the news with Tim, which I haven't heard in yonks. In my mind, I'm